Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hi, my name's Nika, and my pronouns are she, her. I play Rourke.
Hey, everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Tim Lanning. My pronouns are he, him. And I play Chuck.
Hey, everyone, I'm Jennifer Sheik. My pronouns are she, her, and I am playing Celine Von Esper.
Hi, my name is Mike Bachman. My pronouns are he, him, and I play Screech Echo.
He was carrying section 103.
Yeah.
He was carrying our section.
Yeah.
Tim was the cheerleader for our section.
Yeah.
Tim respects our listeners' time too much to make jokes.
He does want, yeah, they just want us to get right to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No jokes.
Yeah, like I said, this is not a comedy podcast. It's about crying and being sad.
And rolling dice.
Rolling dice. And being sad about that, too.
A lot of dice. So you guys went to rest? That's so exciting.
Yeah, AW Collision and Ring of Honor came to San Luis. Oh. So a group of six of us went, including Nika Howard here. It was so much fun.
And Tony was there.
Yeah.
Oh, and Tony was there. I love Tony.
I like it was so much fun and Tony was there.
No, I was just saying, like, in addition to Nika, of people you would know, Tony was there. I wasn't going to say Sam and Ida because they don't know Sam and Ida.
But the audience doesn't know Tony.
Despite the fact that Tony was there, it was still fun somehow.
People loved Tony.
Hey, look behind me. There's slightly fewer boxes, everybody.
Wow.
Such exciting news. The first batch of Kickstarter stuff went into the mail.
Woo!
Should land later this week. Saw a chance that your stuff wasn't in that batch. Because, look, it wasn't all of them.
Statistically, it's not you.
Right.
Look, there's only so much you can do. But they should all be going out very soon. So that's exciting. And then the Kickstarter will be done. And that'll be great.
Check it off the list.
Now's some time to do another one.
No.
I was going to say, then it's time to do another one.
If we do another one, we're not going to do as much stuff. We just did that extra stuff for the 10-year anniversary.
Sure.
If we did it again, we would do like one thing. One physical thing, I think.
That's for fucking sure.
We that's what we would say. And by the end of it, we would have
like,
more than we did this
we
time.
Messed up.
All right.
Michael bit one third of every single piece. But it's all like confusing, so watch out.
Hey.
I'm interrupting you. David said that Nika's episode is going to be dropping tonight. So Kickstarter people, you were given a link to all of the digital assets. So later tonight, it will be available for you.
And it was very fun. It was very, very fun. I was like just thinking about it again.
A little too scary.
Today.
A little too scary.
A little too scary. See, I want to do another one that's even scarier. I want to do one that's so spooky.
So spooky.
We should do it really scary and make Tim cry.
I would love to do that.
Actually, it wasn't scary at all. I don't think you could do anything that would scare me.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not try to buck up on Nika with that. She has a lot of horror movie knowledge.
Tim knows how to neg me, though, into getting me to run a game.
Yeah. That's what he's true.
It's all a trick.
Previously on Greetings Adventurers.
Hi, I'm Talia Twirl. I'm the most senior member of the juggling crew.
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
You are our leader now.
Who are you talking to? Be very specific.
I'm talking to you, large man named Chuck.
God damn it.
I'm Slapstick Stan.
Hey, Slapstick Stan. I'm Chuck. I'm the...
Hey, put her there.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Hand out.
Oh, yeah.
Going in.
They need to do shows like they used to do. Back in the old days.
Okay.
Is the puppet wearing a black turtleneck and glasses?
In the carnival's embrace, I find my grace.
Hell yeah.
A marionette puppet in this enchanted place.
Celine, is there any, like, magic you can cast on these little puppets? Make them just do something funny, like drive a little car, or, like, play a honky horn?
That's not, like...
Get a boner?
Yeah. Can you make that puppet get a boner?
I mean, I have a mage hand. Like, I guess could... If you put,
I've done it before. Don't ask.
When you have a soul that is wounded as mine is.
I can see that.
The only way.
Hey, shut the fuck up for a second.
The people want slop. The children crave sloth, and they don't want your arm.
I am convinced, so I'll put on the schlock.
Well, use that paint. Well,
exactly, it fuels your work. It's the way of the world. Be happy, does it make you money?
This episode has gotten dark.
You just have to keep doing and doing and doing until you realize there's nothing else you know how to do. It doesn't matter how old you are and how weird it is.
Yeah, so you've solved it.
And then I made it to their meeting place, the Stone Giant Clan. There was a woman, and she was playing an instrument. And there was the jokester, and he was singing bawdy tunes. And the Stone Giants were dancing about.
Y'all take a long-ass rest. So Penelope Whistleblower is leading you into the forest. You're climbing into the mountains. You're following along, and every once in a while you see a very obvious clown footprint, the easiest footprint of all to track.
Are there other footprints with it? Does it look like anyone's with the clown footprint, or uncertain?
If you would like to make a survival check, I can tell you other things potentially.
Ooh. I mean, I can try. I'll fucking do that if I can find it in 20. 23.
I'm not even gonna.
I'm a wisdom guy.
You are also able to very clearly make out Rourke's tracks.
What type of shoes and shoe prints would Rourke make, Nika?
Demonias.
No, I don't know what that means.
They're like big. Like a big platform boot, like a big platform.
A big platform boot from Italy.
Fashion does come from Italy. I have.
That's so
that.
True.
It is true. Or like a Converse, because it's got a very specific print. Mm. But in Farholm, the Converse aren't like that. They are.
What if they have like a moon instead of a star or something?
Yeah. I was going to say they're called like Silence instead of Converse.
Oh, I get it.
I like that.
Wallflower.
And yeah, it's got like little, I like it. It's got little moon and stars everywhere. So it looks like, looks like a little night sky whenever she takes a step.
Very distinct.
When I see that, Michael, I punch the ground. Like, God damn her. I'm going to put her in a box. You all hear me? This is a true statement, and I say it before myself and whoever's giving me these powers. I am going to put that girl in a box and never open it. I will pour various chilies and such into a crack I have and then shake her out and pour water in there to clean her and things of that nature.
I just think she's going to be able to get out of the box.
Yeah, you're probably right. I'll probably just let her out, too.
I need some water. I need to pee.
Did you learn your lesson? No. Okay, that's fine, too. That works. Here's a big birthday cake.
Chuck, you also notice another kind of print.
Okay, so this is our fourth
kind of print. You've got giant clown shoes. You've got giant shoes.
And Rourke shoes.
Is it giant shoes or giant feeties? These giants wear shoes?
It's giant feet. It's just feet. They got naked.
Their little toesies are out.
Little toesies are out. And the last one appears to be... You could only discern it as some sort of giant taloned bird of prey.
Gotcha.
Clearly, it doesn't have any wings if it's walking.
True.
Well, but no, because it suddenly appears and then walks a few steps and then it's gone.
Oh, it's a hopping.
So it just landed here for a second and then took off. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm. Do all the other tracks keep going?
All of the other tracks keep going.
Okay, so didn't pick anyone up.
That's a great question, Bachman. Thank you.
Rourke gets snatched by a giant bird, taken away.
You thought you'd have to fight a clown. You're going to have to fight a big bird. You're going to eat.
Damn it.
It works in a damn nest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, what do you do? Continue on? What's happening?
Yeah, I think we're going to continue
on. I think let's ignore the bird situation right now.
What are we going to do about it?
We didn't even keep in mind that a bird could swoop down on us.
Everyone.
At any time.
This is clearly a bird that did a big jump or something. So, eyes in the skies. All right, Penelope?
Ah, oh, you got it. Eyes on the sky it is.
Oi.
You continue further up the mountain. And you're climbing up. And you're going up. And you're up, 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 up. And it's like, it's getting to be like afternoon at this point. It's like, you've been going forever.
Yeah.
And that's when you start descending. Penelope calls you over and goes, "Oi! I think this goes down into this valley over here."
And we're still following the tracks correctly?
Yeah.
Once again, great work on the voices, Penelope. That's you really got that range we all like to do. Do you know anything about this valley? I mean,
we're just passing through these ports, so I don't know anything about it.
That's okay. That's fine.
Fair enough.
But still, be mindful of the sky. That big bird might jump on us.
It is a strange track. I ain't never seen nothing like that.
We can deal with that when it swoops down and tries to grab us, because we don't know what it is now. I don't know anything about birds.
Michael, I'd like to ready an action for such time as a bird tries to grab me.
Okay.
The action is kill bird.
Mm. Okay, you ready the kill bird action?
Did we bring Jermichael with us? I don't think we did.
Not on this trip. I'm sure we left him.
Well, you would lose him.
He's being friends with other animals.
Yeah. He's not an animal. He's a guy.
Maybe Gertie's looking after him. We considered that.
Michael, that's low.
Who the fuck is Gertie?
Yeah. So you continue.
We continue.
You're going down into the valley. And it was like snowing, you know?
Oh.
It was because it's like mountains, right? It's cold.
Yeah, all mountains are snowing.
Right.
It's warming up as you go down into this valley.
Mm.
It's noticeable. It's getting almost humid.
Huh.
You start to notice that the foliage starts to change a little bit. Well, throw me a nature check. Somebody throw me a nature check.
Love to.
How about guidance on someone? I don't know.
Yeah. I got a...
How about you, Screech?
I mean, I'll take some guidance.
Yeah, that's a D4, brother.
I'd love to throw a D4 because I rolled like shit. 16.
16? Is that that's our top roll?
Top roll.
I will say, Screech, you go to sit down on a rock stump.
This rock tree has been cut down.
but then you realize there's thermal activity going on here. There's this is must be some sort of geyser or something. There's a heat coming from it.
My ass is hot.
And gang, this is becoming, it's becoming straight up luscious as you continue on.
Is it, so, is it kind of like, is the like, is it kind of almost jungle?
It's almost jungle. You're looking up in the sky for birds. At a certain point, you're not seeing the sky anymore because there's so many big trees.
Oh my God. I bet there's crazy noises like monkeys going, wah, ah, 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 and stuff.
Yeah.
Wah, the monkeys.
A mosquito the size of a softball flies by.
Oh my God.
No. That's a bird.
I do like that we had to roll nature to notice trees.
That was to notice the thermal activity.
I like to think that I every time I've seen a tree out in the wild, I've passed my own personal nature check.
Yeah. We did all start That's screaming freak. As soon as the sky disappeared, so that is good. We did decent on the nature check.
Sick.
Well, gang, this looks like a Fern Gully situation or a Land Before Time. Or another movie. So be careful. If that's a big bug, so maybe there's going to be a big guy.
Okay.
And that's when Chuck is taking a sip out of his canteen, and then he sees little ripples form in it, and you hear boom, boom, like big footsteps.
Sorry, guys, my stomach must be a rumbling. Oh, you feel that too?
Why are you looking into your canteen like that?
That's you don't. You gotta check it.
Okay. Do you see anything in there? Ripples?
Just ripples, really. Ooh. This is the first time I've ever seen anything.
Guys, do you, like, feel?
Let's go hide behind a tree.
A really big one. Yeah. It probably doesn't make sense to get off the path.
Natural paths are...
That's where the animals walk.
The animals walk.
That means that there's creatures there.
Game trails.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You come upon a clearing in the distance, and there's a large lake. And you hear the majestic music swells as you see three long-necked creatures slowly walking through a huge lake, and they're like,
everyone hide.
They're like so tall that their like heads reach like the top of the trees, and they're like biting leaves off the top of the trees.
Are they eating the leaves? The leaves look so good.
They are. They're so green and delicious and yummy, and they're like. Nom, nom.
They look so delicious.
Is this bitch gonna sneeze on me?
I stand up inside the Jeep and take my hat off.
You're not in a Jeep.
Well,
I put my hand in the big pile of duty.
No!
Clever girl.
I know you guys were on the Jurassic Park, but I was kind of on the Land Before Time.
A tree star.
You could tell that this isn't Land Before Time because those people are alive.
I know. I just wanted to talk about how good leaves look to eat.
True.
They don't notice you or anything, and they're very far away.
So, okay, question. Has Celine seen this in, like, any of her studies at all? Like, is this a thing that's come up in books, or is this, like, a creature I've never been introduced to in my life?
You can roll probably nature or... Yeah, probably nature.
Please don't.
Nature's so bad. 16?
I think that, like, you would have heard, like, some very sketchy information about huge lizards, but that's about it.
But it wasn't... Is it a thing where it was like, well, I didn't think that was real. I thought it was just, like, a myth.
Yeah. No, this is, like, not really something you know a ton about.
Like, it'd be, like, the equivalent of, like, a dragon. Or, like, a cryptid to me.
Yes, definitely, like, a cryptid.
Yeah.
Mm. Does John Williams exist in this universe?
I sure hope so.
A John Williams might.
Okay.
I don't know if the John Williams does.
We need to, I almost said digitize, but I think our podcast is digital. But we need to transcript our entire podcast so it can be searchable, so that we can search to see if we've ever said John Williams before. I bet we have a couple times.
Probably.
Maybe, probably. Yeah. I mean, he's a, you know, well-known music guy.
And dinosaurs... just kind of exist though, right? Because we've seen raptors in the previous campaign. Now, that we don't know where or when we are.
Yeah.
So,
it's a vast world out there.
It's a vast world out there.
Do you mean Andronchus Madagascar? Because those are drakes.
Uh-huh. That's true.
That's totally different.
That was before I was really into the oeuvre of Drake. I could do such a better job now.
So Celine is like, I did not I did not think those were real. I thought those were made up. So I just, it's a lot to take in.
You don't believe in dinosaurs? You're in a story of them now. You're in dinosaur stories. You're in one. And they are them. I don't know what the fuck that... That's just a big guy. We know Jermichael doesn't appear to be a dinosaur, fucking dragon.
I guess he is. I guess if dragons exist, then it does make sense. The dinosaurs exist.
See?
We could probably live off the meat of one of these things for a really long time.
Yeah, we should probably take one down on the way back out, though.
I do we need to do that? I mean, I think they're going to feed us at...
I could eat.
...the carnival.
Yeah, earn your keep, though. They're gonna feed us... fucking elephant ears.
Yeah.
And just like bunch of fried shit, which was good on the way in.
They are gonna feed us suckers only.
Yeah. And popcorn and
popcorn.
It was good on the way in, but I don't think I could handle it on the way out.
Yeah, it's a very bad doo-doo based diet. These guys are big though, so I say we just leave them alone. Maybe go around them. That seems safer.
Yeah, I don't need to see them up close.
Yeah.
Look, good from this distance.
They'll probably rip us apart.
Can't slide down the back of him and down the tail like a Fred Flintstone kind of.
Oh, always so fun. And then clock into work.
Yeah, it's a living. Yeah, I guess it's a good question. Is there anyone riding these guys?
Are there dinosaur shepherds out there?
Roll perception.
Perception?
Yeah.
I did all right.
Let's see what guys are on there.
I got 19.
I rolled really bad.
You don't see any guys.
I rolled 21.
You also don't see any guys.
No guys.
Somebody roll a natural 20. We're going to make some guys on here.
Do you guys want to spend another hour and then look again? Or?
Yeah.
We got to be safe.
Got to be safe.
Make sure there's not any guys.
No, I say we just keep going. Skirt around them and then try to find the tracks on the opposite side. And
yeah.
Do the tracks go straight through this clearing, Michael, tomorrow?
Well, the clearing's kind of like off to the side, and there's a big lake and stuff. It's all watery, so no, they don't. They go away from it.
No, okay, so let's just follow the tracks, and let's not distract those giant beasts.
Yeah, let's walk soft.
They're so scary.
Wait, Michael, just for clarification, when you said those bird tracks came down and then disappeared, do they come down again and then disappear? It's like it is actually hopping, or did it just disappear entirely after it came down once?
Great question.
It just seemed like it flew down and walked around a little bit and then flew away.
Oh, okay.
So we've only seen the bird tracks once during this entire voyage.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't asked me to search, so I don't know.
Oh my god.
Okay, I see. All right, now I guess we're gonna look for bird tracks.
That's such a good point, Michael. I check for traps.
Secret doors.
So this bird is just friends with clown shoes and big feet because he just came to hang out for a little bit and then disappeared.
Could be.
I mean, maybe they're not friends. Maybe he's tracking them down. Maybe he's hunting them.
I really hope this isn't a red heron.
A heron is a fish.
Those tracks could have happened at a different time.
I'm so mad right now.
It's a bird.
Herring?
Herring is a thing you do in court.
What?
It's a hearing.
My ears just got warm. What's happening?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So, yeah, so you continue along, following along.
Red Heron.
Penelope's like, "Oi, this way then, lads. Come on.
Shut the fuck up. Bro, seriously, keep it down."
So you're trying to be kind of quiet.
You know it, brother.
Okay.
This bitch gonna get eaten by a brontosaur.
It's getting dark. It's starting to get to be evening time, and you can't really see it because of all the foliage.
Dark vision.
You have to assume that the sun has set.
True.
And the noise of all of the creatures and the bugs and the birds and whatever else makes noise are all
Penelope.
Getting real loud.
Some cicadas.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, can I do a survival check at around the point that we are specifically to see if I can maybe try to attempt to maybe discern how old these tracks are?
Sure.
That is a dirty 20.
Ooh. You would say with a dirty 20, the tracks specifically regarding our friend Rourke and the Jokester are...
Not my friend.
Just pretty fresh, about a day old.
Okay.
What about the other tracks? You were getting to that. Go ahead.
Those are pretty, those come and go. It's not like they're just walking with a bunch of giants the whole time. Those are just like there.
Yeah, for a second I thought it was Rourke, the Jokester, and one singular giant walking and then occasionally a bird. But this makes more sense.
That's still what I think. Is that not true?
I will forget that in four seconds.
Okay.
It's not.
We'll see. That's a classic DM misdirect.
Are there giant feet now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Roll a die. Odds or evens?
Odds or evens?
Yeah. Roll a die and tell me if it's odd or even.
Is that...
We do this.
It's odd. I thought I always picked odds or evens, and then you roll the dice.
That's true.
That's also true.
That's also
but
true.
But not this time, because I don't want to give you all the information.
Okay, it's odds.
No, there aren't any tracks right now.
I need you to write that down on a piece of paper next time. This time's fine. This one's a happen. Is this your feet?
Now, the wind shifts a little bit.
Sorry.
And you hear the faint sounds of music on the air mixed in with all the chirping and burping. There's also burping.
Burping?
Yeah, there's burping.
Oh, okay. A bog burps.
Yeah, I mean, right. Like, and maybe a frog would make a sound that sounds like a big burp, perhaps.
Burp wiser. Okay, gang, we got to hurry. It sounds like they're doing music. They're probably going to... Well, no, Rourke is probably just having fun. Yeah. And I don't like that.
Because she's having fun without you?
No, because she's with a freaking Jokester.
No, that's fair. Yeah, he's pretty shady. So
the tracks are leading towards the music. It's very clear.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect. That's great.
That's where I want to go.
That would suck if they didn't.
I follow the tracks, not the music.
I follow the music, not the tracks.
Okay.
I follow you guys.
You stay together.
Me and Screech keep bashing each other in the shoulder because we're following two different things.
Quit following me.
You start to see the flicker of what you can only assume is a campfire up ahead, or many campfires. It's a lot of flickers.
I think at the edge, I motioned to Screech to hunker down and be like...
I've been stealth this whole time.
Yeah. Hey, brother.
That's true. He's like the most stealthy. You
could you go... Could you... Yeah, you shut up. could you go go check to see what's up? Because if Rourke is tied up like a pig... being roasted in the fire, I need to know. But if it's, you know, we got to figure out what we're getting into.
You, assuming that I'm right behind you, you say all that to turn around and find out that I've already gone.
He's so good at this.
It's yeah. I'm doing the Batman thing.
Roll stealth.
Okay.
You better roll well, because otherwise we're going to have to retcon this whole thing.
It's impossible for me to roll bad stealth.
I wish I could see you to give you guidance.
23.
Damn!
So good.
Okay, you fade into the mists.
Where the fuck is he? Oh.
I go up there. I see what's going on. I stick to the shadows.
Okay.
Whenever there's a flicker and like the shadows kind of move, I move with the shadows just as quickly.
Nice. As you get closer, you hear, and I mean, you've been around Rourke long enough to know what it sounds like when she plays music.
Uh-huh.
And she's clearly playing music.
Did she look happy?
Well, you don't see her yet. You just hear her.
Okay.
And there's also a warbly voice singing along with the music that's playing.
Do I recognize the voice?
No, you do not.
Is there like honking?
Yeah. Are there any car horns?
Potentially.
Are there any giants? Does he see any giants? Or is it...
Yeah, what do I see? What else do I see?
What does he see?
There might be giants.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Go fuck yourself. I hope you fucking die. Fuck you. But are there giants? I need you to say whether or not there are giants.
Screech, you see into the clearing. There's a huge bonfire.
Yeah.
There might be giants. Rourke is playing. Rourke, what are you playing?
She has a bandolino. Nope, it's a, what's the little, not a banjo, but.
A lyre?
No, it's more like.
Banjo?
It's more like an.
Mandolin?
Yes. Yes.
Oh.
It's a mandolin. Mandolin. I was like an Italian guitar.
All right, Captain Corelli.
The jokester is next to her, yeah. And he's doing a funny dance, and he's like he's like scatting. He's like
I don't remember where, like, I remember my conversations with the jokester. Is this more a situation where the jokester thinks that I'm his nemesis and I don't really give a shit? This is me trying to remember, like, where we left things.
Like, is he gonna try to kill him, or like, what's up?
He never seemed like he was trying to kill anybody, honestly.
He's definitely tried to kill you guys.
Yeah, but he didn't mean it.
But who hasn't, really?
I mean, he definitely kidnapped Rourke last time and tied her up and stuff.
She doesn't look that kidnapped now.
But she's back here again!
Yeah, she's not tied up now.
So,
did I say that there's a bunch of stone giants dancing around?
You said there might be giants.
No, you didn't. You made your joke twice.
It's a bunch of stone giants dancing around the huge bonfire to all this music and stuff.
Hell yeah. What is their style? Are they doing like kind of like a coordinated, like a square dance where they're swapping off partners, or are they all just like doing their own thing?
They're like just like arms flailing around wildly, and
they're having like a little like a rave.
Just feeling it.
And but they're like, you know, kind of like marching and dancing around the big bonfire and stuff.
Is this like a stone giant key party where they're all just like sucking and fucking?
Are they sucking and fucking?
They don't seem right now, they're not sucking or fucking.
Okay, okay.
Okay, damn, just it. Dancing.
They are rock hard though, because they're stone giants.
Yeah, I wait for a while.
Stone giants.
Now I'll go back. All right,
Chuck, here's the situation. Rourke is over there. She's playing some music. You probably already knew that. You know what her
music
sounds like. The
jokes. It's the best music I've ever heard, so obviously it's Rourke.
Yeah, it's pretty good, I guess. So the jokester is over there. He's scatting, and there's some...
Oh, that's the shit part I hear.
Yeah, there's some stone giants.
Okay.
That are all... just sucking. They're all dancing. They're all dancing over there. So you know, but everything like looks.
They're gonna suck and fuck soon. Yeah.
Everything looks like it's pretty chill. So maybe we just like show up and it's probably all right.
Yeah, I do think we could just like.
I mean, that sounds just like a hangout, and
yeah,
and, you know, and Rourke seemed fine. I mean, she's playing music and she seemed happy and fine, and wasn't being pressed into service by the jokester.
If you want, we can come in hot.
Well,
we can go in screaming and yelling.
We call, okay. how about this? What if one person goes in and two of us hang back? And if they start getting crazy, then we can ambush.
Yeah. We go in yelling, screaming, pissing shit, and shooting ropes.
Yeah. We're gonna kill you.
We should be the ones sucking and fucking to really catch them up.
You guys are sucking and fucking without us?
And we weren't doing that. Stop.
We're clearly just dancing.
Stop. You're going to get in trouble.
We walk out holding each other's dicks.
Like, what was the thing we're going to start without us?
Jennifer, do you have like sending or message or anything like that?
You know, I don't have anything useful. I only have spells to hurt people. But sincerely, I have Mage Hand. Is that good? Do you like that?
You switch us.
I've altered self.
You switch us on those cantrips. What the fuck?
I need all of these.
I could just like, I could sneak back out and just tap her on the shoulder and be like, yo, I'm pretty stealthy.
Yeah. Maybe you could like throw a rock at her nicely or something.
Throw a rock and then just be like, psst, psst, come in. Hey. All
right. It's another stealth roll, Michael.
Do it.
Oh, wait. No. I can do it. Sorry. I can do it.
Okay.
I do have a spell. Thank you, the Lord. Michael, I cast Sending towards my good friend and daughter, Rourke. See if there's any restrictions. Nope. Far as fuck. It's a third level spell. Goddamn. So I can send a short message of 25 words or less to creature I'm familiar with. And then I say, Rourke, are you okay? We are here to save you.
I missed you having to count your words.
Yeah, 25 is what so many. Are you cool? We were so worried about you. Would it be safe if we walked into the clearing with you? This sounds about 25. It's what I do, Michael Dude Morrow and Nika Howard.
Rourke, you receive a message.
Everything. Sorry, I was counting consonants, not. Everything is chill. Why does the sun shine here in Higley Town?
We start walking out. I can tell where this is going.
Nothing's gonna change. When you will die, kiss me, son of God.
I would have tried to hang up longer. What is happening?
You're allowed to hang up?
I don't know.
On a spell?
That sounded like some cult shit.
It did kind of, actually.
I only heard the first three words made sense. So like, she said a whole bunch of things, but that part didn't make sense. But the three words is everything's chill. So I think we walk into the clearing, and if we die, it's my daughter's fault. And
that doesn't make anything better.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. But you know, what are you gonna do?
You know what? They seem fine.
Yeah, what's the worst gonna happen?
Chill. I think it'll be okay.
I mean, we literally told Rourke that we're here. So
yeah,
what's the worst gonna happen?
She wouldn't have said that.
Okay, so you walk in?
Yeah.
I think that Celine just kind of like hangs back a little bit. And she doesn't want to be the first one to walk into the clearing.
Yeah, no, I'll go right in.
Everyone is very startled, except for Rourke. Rourke, what do you do when they come in?
I go up to Screech and I give him a big hug and I say, Screech, meet James Ensor. Boss of me. Lady is a tramp. Dr. Worm.
What is happening?
Is there somebody else here?
It's a jokester. The jokester.
Is what's going on here? Are you... Wait, Rourke, what is wrong with you? Speak
she's
normal.
She's got that disease from Star Trek, The Next Generation, Darmak and Jalon.
Is there a wall nearby, Michael? Can there be a wall nearby?
There's caves nearby.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, but like I need a wall within like just a few feet.
Why would there be a wall?
What do you need it for, bud?
When Rourke says all this unintelligible stuff, I grab the jokester by the neck and like slam into the wall. What did you do to her?
I mean, a stone giant leg is wall like, I'm sure.
Yeah, right into a near stone giant leg
or a tree stump, whatever.
You're not gonna kill me, are you? Oh no.
I don't know what I'll do, but I can tell you one thing. Rourke's not my daughter.
And I step aside, and then Chuck's behind. And maybe you're ready to pick up the slack. Maybe you're not.
I feel like we do a thing where you like try to hand someone a beer, but you do it like slowly or like something heavy, like. And then I'm choking up. Like, hey, thank you.
What'd you do to my daughter?
Oh no! You're here too. This isn't going well for the jokester. I have done nothing. We are saving these poor stone giants.
Uh-huh. Why is she talking all weird?
Bro, she was like that when she got here.
I know that the jokester would put a spell on you to make you only be... I really thought it was the Sword Dragon Next Generation thing.
I pick up Rourke by the neck. What did you do to the jokester?
Why did you do that?
We were just hanging out, and we decided to make a new band. And, you know, I just thought it'd be fun to stop talking only our song titles.
You left without telling us, and you, the things you said to us, were only in your made-up gobbledygook.
Yeah.
We trekked for hours to find you, and you're hanging out with dangerous people. The jokester's tried to kill us a few times.
I know.
And he's kidnapped you, and you don't tell us? That, one, you're leaving... Two, that it's fine, and you, like, you have 25 words, and you only used 1.5 of them to...
But...
I'm gonna put you in a box. I'm putting you in a fucking box.
But you knew I was okay.
No, I didn't!
But the first 3 words were, everything is okay, or everything is fine.
But then you kept saying all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then we walked out, you kept saying crazy shit, and then... Screech attacked the jokester because we thought he ensorcelled you.
I thought I hung up the message after everything is okay. You weren't actually supposed to hear anything after that. That was just more like we were just practicing.
No, that's just stream of consciousness. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Sure. Well, you're in trouble.
Yeah, no. Think though.
You say we and you... gesture towards the jokester, but you don't see him anymore.
Where'd you go?
Where'd he fucking go? He was in my damn hand.
Can't keep Johnny down.
Oh, so that's what that feels like.
Put your hand inside the hot dog Christmas.
I'm gonna put your hand inside the fucking fire.
Is that a song title?
Yeah.
You have to stop doing this.
I want to hear that fucking song.
Because I feel like I'm having a stroke.
Yeah. It's 2.
Nika, this is causing your friends harm.
Okay.
Like, this isn't a work.
I'll close the tab.
Hello, excuse me. Hello, also excuse me.
Hello.
Two large hill giants come over.
They put each other's cocks down.
The one goes, hello. Could you please keep playing the music? It's dangerous not to.
Oh.
What?
Yes, I will. I'm so sorry. I totally skipped on telling you this because I got so caught up in song titles. I have to keep playing the music because it keeps the dinosaurs away. Otherwise, they will tear us flesh from bone.
Oh, fucking Christ. Why are you here?
Was?
You know, art is all about evoking emotion.
Wait, but we haven't had any music the whole time we've been following you. We haven't gotten attacked by dinosaurs.
It only happens at night.
Oh,
that checks out.
Oh, so we would have just died.
We could have died.
We would have been, shredded by dinosaurs.
Who are you people?
This is my father.
I'm this little lady's father.
Oh.
And this is my best friend, and this is a person that hangs out with us, and I like them. Screech.
My name is Linnell, and this is Flansburg.
Hello, I'm Chuck. Sorry that we came in hot, but like I said, I thought my daughter was ensorcelled by that jokester guy, who we hate, by the way. He's trying to kill us. So how about this? Rourke, keep on jamming. Let's walk out of here. Linnell and...
But we'll die if you do that.
No, you walk with us.
But we live here. This is our home.
Yeah, but okay, quick question. How you live here, how did you, and you're not one day old, how did you deal with the dinos before that? And you're fucking huge.
That's a great question. Before we had the Crystal of Harmony.
Oh, no.
What was the other person, the other giant's name besides?
Landsberg and Linnell.
Landsberg.
Landsberg and Linnell. I love these guys.
Flansburg.
Flansburg and Linnell.
Flan like the dessert.
F-L.
Thank you.
A-N-S-B-U-R-G-H.
H.
Whoa.
Now that's spicy.
That's different than what I thought.
Mm-hmm. Linnell has two N's and two L's. Well, three L's, technically.
That, oh.
Okay, so you, what, the Crystal of Harmony?
Yeah, a big bird came and took it.
Oh my god.
Flew away with it up to its nest in the mountain.
Uh-huh. Why didn't you get it?
It's so high up.
Oh. Okay, what are the grappling points like?
They're very accessible grappling points all the way up.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, well, okay.
I mean, this guy can take care of it for sure.
Yeah, okay. He's great at grappling.
I'll be right back. Grapple.
he grapples away.
Rourke, you gotta stop doing this. You get in these crystal-based shenanigans with giants. And, you know, if you want to live here, that's fine. I'm not here to stop you. It just seems dangerous. And I want to drown the jokester and Michael.
I hate him.
I'm going to put him in one of these vents O-steam.
I think that he has a lot that he can teach us. Mm-mm. And already I have learned so much from him. I love him.
But he's gone now. He's disappeared.
What did I do wrong? What did I do? Every single guy that tries to kill us, you want to have sex with. What did I do wrong?
I only feel alive when I'm truly close to death.
I didn't hear that. I didn't hear that. Well, Linnell, Big Bird.
Yes?
Fucking took your big gym.
That was the bird. We saw the bird prints. It was probably that bird.
It was probably that bird.
Did this just happen not long ago?
Maybe that was foreshadowing.
Huh.
Wow.
There's a They Will Be Giants song that says they, or that's titled They Will Need a Crane.
That's crazy.
They're going to need that.
Well, that's crazy.
Get this crystal.
Yeah.
How does a band with 80,000 songs have things that are so topical?
They actually didn't have that many songs
that have 50 words in every title, and they're all nonsense. So let me get this straight. You guys were walking together. A bird did attack you.
No, we live here. This is where we live.
Wait. Okay, but when did the bird... We saw the bird track way before we got to the valley.
Do you think it was the same bird?
Well, my DM just said it was foreshadowing. So, like, to me that means that's when you lost at the gym. How did you... And...
We just lost it.
You just lost it.
Like really recently, yeah.
Okay.
And then these guys came along and started playing music. You see, the Crystal of Harmony plays the most melodic melodies. It's very soothing.
How many stone giants are there here?
15.
Okay. That's good. Because if you said two, I was like, well, good luck. It still isn't our problem. You guys are stone giants.
Yeah.
So just climb up there and fucking get it.
It's too high.
Yeah, you're big. You're literally stone giants,
we
right?
We couldn't reach.
Oh my god.
They're so big, they can't... Because, Chuck, listen. You see their hands are so big, their fingers are so big. They can't properly grasp.
That's not how it works. It's easier for them.
No. I don't know if that's necessarily true, because they can't get their big old fingers into the little crack.
But they can just grip it. They can just palm it.
I think that you are assuming that these stone giants can do more than they can.
Yes.
And I think you're taking out your anger at
Wolf. We're just little guys.
I'm not infantilizing you guys, and I'm sorry for that. Now, if this guy has a shining gold exclamation mark over his head, I'm going to take out my Doom Slayer shotgun and put it right in his kneecaps. Cause
hey, you guys, you have absolutely no need to do anything else here. You guys can just leave and run out of the jungle. Hope that no dinosaurs eat you.
Well, this bird.
We can't go at night because, well, we got to stay here right now.
No, you guys can go.
Sleep at some point.
That's why we might as well get the crystal.
Yeah. Did I get the crystal on my grappling adventure, Michael?
He's been gone for a pretty long time.
Screech just is like already gone. Yeah.
I
going
took
to get
that
it.
As a joke.
How are we supposed to know?
Yeah, there might be giants, Michael.
Yeah. The grappling in my eye or whatever.
You're really gonna grapple out into the jungle, into the dinosaur jungle at night?
That probably is not a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, I would like do a little scouting, you know, a little stealthy scouting.
I mean, it sounds like you shouldn't go out by yourself in the dark, though, because we have established that the dinosaurs freak out if they don't hear the music. Yeah. So they'll attack you if you go out of the circle of music.
And I don't want to be rude here, Linnell. You shouldn't live here if you need a crystal, okay? That's my goddamn opinion.
But it's so nice. It's warm.
It is warm.
There's no snow.
I mean, it's pretty cool. And, like, again, Chuck, I think you're taking out a little bit of your anger towards Rourke for giving you stress. And you're letting it affect other people now.
I've never been mad at Rourke in my life, and she's never done anything wrong. I don't know what you're saying.
Chuck, like, sublimating his anger to, like, never actually be angry at Rourke and just deflect onto other people. That's good.
All right. So we have to go back the way we came.
Well, I mean, this is only a problem in the nighttime, correct?
That is correct.
They just get agitated at night.
You are welcome to spend the night here in the safety of our music.
Well, I think that's the answer,
you
right?
You mean my daughter's music.
Didn't you? Wasn't there some bullshit that you could use to, like, record? Like, to basically, like, play a message back?
Not that we have. We're fucking stone giants, bro.
No. I'm talking to Chuck.
Oh, sorry, you're not talking to me?
No. Talking to Chuck and Sleep. Okay. Wasn't it like you could do it with like sending stones though, couldn't you? Or it's like
that's all telepathic.
Oh.
There are spells called like Big Hole or something mouth that can talk.
Big Hole or something.
I cast
mouth.
Big Hole.
No, there's definitely something like booming voice or something like that.
So, I used to have it, and I'm like, I've never fucking used this in my life. Yeah, I mean, there's illusions that can do this. Usually those you have to, like, maintain.
Because, like, if we get something like that, then we could just, like, cast that, and then we just bring...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Rourke, are you going to be fine playing music all night?
You slept most of the day, so...
Yeah. It's a rager. We're having a rave. We are actually out of wristbands for tonight, but because you're my dad, I can get you guys in.
Thanks.
I'm just going to sneak in.
Well, we sleep at night, so is that cave safe?
Yeah.
Talking to me?
I'm just kind of throwing this out the
time,
fucking
yeah,
group.
Yeah, this time, yes. Yeah, is that can we sleep in that cave?
Do you know if the cave is safe?
Yeah, that cave's safe.
Thank you!
There's really great safe caves here. That's why we love it here.
That is one of the reasons why we came. I have been getting a little into spelunking. This is the safest cave.
Caves are so dangerous. What have I told you? Never go in caves. They're very dangerous.
And these are the safest caves, and I came here to do it. I think that's a little compromise.
Well, we've been traveling all day because we thought you were in danger, so I need to go to sleep. So if that cave is safe, I'm just going to tuck up like a big old bear and go night-night.
Tuck up, little chuck up.
Again, I know that we've joked about Screech, like, doing his little pace and, like, curling up in a ball to sleep, but I also imagine Chuck does that, too.
I'm probably stomping my feet, up and down, and then being like...
He's like pulling the blanket, really, like, aggressive, like, passive-aggressively.
Yeah.
And, like, rustling around to get comfortable.
Spinning around me.
All right, well, you all snuggle up, except for Rourke, snuggle up to go to sleep. And I think that's a lovely time for us to stop our episode.
That's a beautiful time.
That's a beautiful time.
That's so beautiful.
I love this beautiful land full of scary dinosaurs.
I hate it.
I love a dinosaur.
Spooky. Do you guys know Linux? That's important.
Yeah.
It
was Unix, actually.
Sorry. Was it Unix? My bad.
Oh, man, you bitch. My name's Tim.
And that interface was the menu system for a Silicon Graphics workstation. Also, the front end to that is what became the file select screen for Super Mario 64.
Ooh.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of really useful information.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Thanks for sharing, bud.
Thank you so much for coming here on Tuesday. It's Tuesday right now, and every single Tuesday we stream here on twitch.tv/geeklyinc. And you can win some beautiful, delicious dice, like this one I have right here. Die Hard Dice, baby. This week, if you do hashtag joke, you're entered in. And if you go to dieharddice.com, enter the offer code DRAGONS with an exclamation mark, you will get 15% off your whole entire order. Wow, that's crazy. We get a little kissy of it on the back end. All right, Twitch, you have a few more moments. This is just for you. This is just for you. This is the secret zone.
I can't wait to get a new follower this week.
I hope it's the same person. Congratulations to Cinder's mom. Cinder's mom, you have won the beautiful dice code. When you go to diredice.com, you enter that offer code. It gives you even more off of your total order. But be sure to do dragons. What am I saying? Dragons with an exclamation mark, because then you'll get 50% off and you'll get fucking... your dollars complete off. Holy fuck, that's crazy.
Words are hard.
Thank you, Nika.
You're welcome.
Hey, they didn't they don't have strangers blocked, so there you go, Cinder's mom.
You're the strangest stranger.
I am a stranger and I am full of danger. Thank you everybody so much for joining us. Thank you. Thank you to you guys for hanging out with me tonight.
Thank you.
So good to see you. I missed you all.
For coming up with games.
Us?
I love to hang out with you guys.
Or Twitch. Yeah. Us or Twitch.
No, you guys. Not fuck Twitch.
Oh, thank you for DMing for us. I love to play D&D.
Yeah. It's good. It's good fun.
We should play it more often. Maybe once a month we play.
Every day.
Two games.
At my house.
At once. Yeah. I was going to say two games at once, but.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, like I said, it's our audience's fault for not making our Patreon 100 times the size it is right now. Mm-hmm. We could do that.
Yeah. Patreon.com/D&D podcast.
You guys don't want to individually give us $5,000 each time one of you.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
If you want to get in touch with us, we are on X at...
Don't do that.
At Geekly Inc. or D&D Podcast. And we're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Awesome. Well, I was waiting for Nika to start again and do her.
I'm just
going to
do it next week.
You should just do it.
Next week.
Until next week, keep it dicey. We'll be right back.
The monkey.
I did a wah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.